Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee. And today we're going to have Lolita co-hosting as usual. Lolita, are you here? Okay, Lolita, if you're here, please unmute yourself on our queue.
Okay, I think I got in. Am I in?
All right, you're in.
Oh, man. Still working with it, but I got it through.
That's wonderful. Were you able to log into the... board?
Yeah, I'm actually reconnecting the server again, so we'll see what's going on. And
our guest. Well, would you announce our special guest? Yeah, so go ahead.
I'm waiting for our guest to come on air. Actually, I don't know what happened, but
okay.
I'll try to see if I can get him in chat if he gets in, but. We should be having an intuitive astrologer on live, and he's actually in the entertainment business. So I'm just waiting on to hear back from him. So as soon as he pops
that's
in the queue, we'll put him in there.
All right.
Anybody
wonderful.
That's on chat, I'm just trying to reconnect the chat, but maybe we can help me out, Adam. Do I just press the chat button to reconnect to the server, or how do I go about doing that?
Okay. What you're going to do is refresh the whole page from your browser, okay? And then you're going to go into where it says chat, and you're going to click on the button that says launch small chat.
Will I lose you guys, though?
No, you shouldn't be losing us if you're calling in from the phone as well.
Okay, hold on one sec. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Sorry, you guys, everyone. It looks like we have a lot of callers on hold, and we're going to get to every one of those. So just bear with me as I'm having technical difficulties here because I do want to be in chat seeing what's going on. So just bear with me,
all
you
right.
guys.
And for our listeners and callers today, we are featuring a very important person today, our VIP of the day. Who is our special guest today, who is a very wonderful performer within the entertainment industry and a wonderful astrologer. And it's going to be an honor having him here today if he's able to make it. Now, he's supposed to be here. He may be running into some issues like we are from time to time with the technical difficulties. As you know, we live in an age of electronics and modern technology, which isn't necessarily perfect. So we do apologize for the delay.
I don't see anyone logged in chat, but if you are, just let me know if you guys see me on here so they give me validations. But on that note, let's just go ahead and continue because it's still saying reconnecting the server. I know I have lots of bad thunderstorms here, so I don't know if that's what it is. But let's just go ahead and continue because we do have a lot of callers on air right now. So are you ready, Adam?
I am ready. And are you on a wireless or landline connection for
wireless.
Your internet?
Wireless.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too, because it does look a little bit crazy today, even over here in Kentucky. We're going to go ahead and begin now. I'm going to go ahead while Lo is refreshing her page. I'm going to bring on our first caller. Oh, okay. You can bring him on.
I can do it. All right. So I'm going to bring in area code 619352. Please state your name and where you're calling from. But if you're on chat, just want to point that out. Please do not ask a chat question since I do not have my chat up. So no chat questions from now until I get my system refreshed. But I'm going to bring area code 619 on air right now.
Hello?
Okay, area code 619, please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, yeah, my name is Brandy.
I'm sorry, can you say that clearly?
Hello, Brandy.
Hi. Yeah,
hi.
My question is, there's a guy that I'm friends with that owns a business, and I was curious if
that
could be
an
offering
as well. Hold on one moment. We didn't quite catch where you were calling from, Brenda.
Texas.
Okay. And you were saying?
Yeah, I have a friend who owns a business, and I was curious if you could see them offering me a position in their company.
Okay. I need the name of the company, please.
I would rather not say. Do you have to have that?
Okay, just give me the first letter of the name of the company then.
Okay, G.
Okay. Okay, I do see an offer coming from them. It's not going to be very large at first, but it will escalate into something much more beneficial for you. However, it does seem to be good to begin with. It's just not the largest it possibly can be right away. So your answer is yes, a offer will come through.
Okay, great.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Let's see here. Now, once you guys are done your call, please press the number 1 again so it'll take you off queue. So that will help me out too. All right. So next. All right. So ready for the next call, Adam?
Yes. Let's go ahead and take our next caller for today.
Okay. Area code 9. Air code 937, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Sandy, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Sandy.
Yes, hello, Sandy.
Hi, and boy, are we getting the snow and nothing but a sheet of ice.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to hear that.
And
that means
I
it'll
do
be
not,
coming to us.
Oh, boy. And I do not have, I'm on the computer, too, and I do not have a chat room. So if that tells you anything.
Okay. Yeah,
so
I'm having problems getting into chat as well, so that helps. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what you see for love for me this year. See anything coming
okay.
up?
Okay. Wow. Actually, March is the first thing that pops up into my mind as you were asking that, and I kind of feel like a triumphant return. So I don't know what this means for you, but I would translate this as someone that has either been in your life and now is going to be returning and fully ready where they were not before, or your love life has been on hold for so many years that it's finally going to have a triumphant return back into your life. Now,
actually, both of them. Actually,
yeah.
both of them does ring a bell, yes.
Okay. Okay, good. And this person seems to be a... seems to be much more healthy and fit for their age, according to what I feel. The person I see coming in here.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, this individual, once returning, is going to be so much on the ball game, it's going to be unbelievable. I don't normally say go very fast with a relationship. In fact, I quite say the opposite. Always take it, you know, one step at a time and ease yourself into it, no matter how long it may have been push and pull. At this point, I feel that when he comes in, it's going to just go with the flow overall, but it's going to go pretty fast. Okay? I see a speeding horse, and I see this person on the horse.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense
right.
with the person. It's got to be someone that I know now because he was in my life
yeah.
and due to just different things around us, nothing
mm-hmm.
happened 4 years ago, but he did ask me out, and due to different things that's happened, we have not been together over the holidays or anything, but we are planning to try to get together well here before too long when things settle down. So, yeah, very accurate. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. right. Let's see here. Sorry about that.
Go ahead and check the queue low and see if our guest has arrived. Take your time.
Sorry. No, I don't see him. If you're out there, maybe I'm not recognizing your number, just text me. You have my number. And just say, let me know what phone number you're at if you are waiting.
Yep.
But just to give everyone a reminder, you guys, Sunday, January 23rd, 2012, we do have a new moon in Aquarius starting at 12:40 a.m. So, again, if you want to go ahead and book a reading, go and visit housepsychic.com. Readings are very, very, what can you say, on a
affordable.
Higher level when you're,
and
on a higher level one's
in,
doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when during those types of phases, and it's a new moon in Aquarius, so
all right,
sign
guys.
Up.
Yes, yes. And as a special note to add to what Lolita is saying, didn't mean to cut you off, Lolita, but you're unaware of this right now, we are having a sale for today only on the monthly intuitive counseling readings kit with myself. The sale is for 10% off. It is already marked down from $39.95 to $35.96. And this will include 4 one-hour readings within a 30-day time period. So this is something that you might want to hop on today. It is a special offer and once more includes 4 one-hour readings through a 30-day process. This is will kickstart your counseling sessions and the readings that you may need within your life to help you get on track.
Yep, that's right.
Wonderful. Thank you for that introduction, Lo.
Oh, no problem. I remember because, you know, we do our rituals during then, so I just want to give everyone that reminder on that. So, all right, let's take this next caller here. Hold on 1 second. Area code 503, we have you on air. Please put your name where you're calling from.
Hi there, my name is Lucy, and I'm calling you from New York.
Okay, we have you breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat that, please? All I heard was New York.
My name is Lucy.
Oh, Lucy.
Lucy, okay. Yes, how are you doing today, Lucy, and how may we help you?
I was wondering if you can give me some info about someone that I just met, and I guess we're kind of seeing each other, but I was wondering, like, how this person's probably taking it or how it's going to evolve.
You're really breaking up. Is there a way that you can go into another room? Because it's very hard to hear.
I can go on Skype, actually.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
I can go back from Skype.
Oh, you're calling.
Okay, you're on Skype. Okay. Just confirm this. Maybe I heard you correctly. Maybe I did not. But you're currently involved with a particular individual that you want to know how they're taking it and where this might go, correct?
Correct.
Hello? Okay. Wonderful. Give me one moment. I'm going to tune in the best I can. Your connection is breaking up, so it's going to be a little harder to do here. Okay, I see that they do seem to be a little bit confused about the dynamic that the two of you share, as it seems to be a bit stronger than what they've shared with other people. It also is something that they're unaware of or that they're not very familiar with. They've had relationships in their life, but not as many that have been quite this strong. So I feel that so far they feel kind of good about it, but they also are a little intimidated by the unknown factor of the connection itself. And I feel that it will evolve and it will go very well. I feel that the both of you seem to be a little too overly worried about how the other one is looking at it or taking it, but ultimately it is going pretty well and it will continue to do so. I even feel that something has been holding them back a little bit, which you may be aware of, and that doesn't seem to continue to be a problem after the end of this month.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in and have a blessed evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see here. Eric, code 520, we have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lisa, and I'm calling from Tucson.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes, hello, Lisa.
Hi.
All right. How may we help you today, Lisa?
I'm calling about work. I'm wondering if you see that coming more into a settle-down harmony or if I'm going to have to take a walk and just leave.
Okay,
I've already talked
Lisa. I do see that it will harmonize for a little while, but not permanently. And I feel that you are going to have to eventually leave, but it's because you choose to leave and you find something better rather than being forced to leave.
Oh, so you see it kind of settling down, though.
Yeah. For a short period of time, but not permanently. Okay?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
All right, Adam, it looks like a lot of people are listening. So I got about three callers left, actually. It looks like someone just popped in. If anyone wants to get a question answered, feel free. And I do apologize again for our guest, and we'll definitely try to get him back on our show. We just got to figure out our timing together, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely worth it. I had an intuitive astrology reading done with him, and he was actually fabulous. So we'll definitely try to get him back on the show here. All right, so let's go ahead and with our next caller then. All right, Erica 727, we have you on air. Please state your name. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Let's see, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa number two. How you doing and how's Florida today?
Oh, it's beautiful today.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, how may we help you, Lisa?
Yeah, I want to know when you feel like I'm going to be relocating and when I will be getting my settlement.
Okay, relocation comes in April. Settlement should be coming next month.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. April, I see the relocation, but I kind of feel like you're going to another state, if that makes sense.
I don't know where I'm going yet.
Okay. I'm seeing another state, and it's still going to be within the city, so you're not going to be in some, you know, out in the middle of nowhere somewhere. But I do see another state, and I see a good city, a good-sized city that you're going to be in. And I feel it bringing a lot better financial opportunity. And the settlement appears to be quickened now. The settlement has been something that you've been waiting on for quite some time now, quite a long time, actually, and I feel that it's finally going to flow in. It's being quickened or expedited. In fact, you have Saint Expedite really working on this with you and trying to help you out. In fact, I don't believe you've actually called that saint in yourself, but you've been chosen by that saint to receive some assistance.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Oh, yes. All right, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, good night.
Good night.
I think our time shift had a little impact on this, Adam.
Oh, yeah. This ascension and time shift and everything else going on, it's really getting some of us, you know?
Yeah, it's like you could. It's like 10 o'clock was it, and unfortunately we had to reschedule for a later time, but we'll definitely go back to 10 o'clock next week, you guys, so apologize for that. Things just keep coming
well,
up.
Well, actually, what we're doing is we're switching as of next week. We are now going to be on Saturdays only, and that will be at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I needed to add the extra tidbit that we are switching to Saturdays.
No problem. All right, let's go. Thank you. Two more callers left. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 253. You said your name. Where are you calling from?
Hi. Excuse me. Hello. My name is Allison. I'm calling from Colorado.
Did you say Allison?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, wonderful. Allison. How you doing?
How you doing, Allison?
A little tired. Long day.
I think it's been that way for everyone. I've been feeling the same way, too.
Yeah, I worked about almost 12 hours today, so took a lot out of me. My question concerns a coworker. I would like to know, this person has been very just, you know, I was going to say antagonistic and unfriendly and just very uncommunicative even.
Okay, sweetie, I'm gonna stop you right there for a minute. I'm able to hear you, but there's like an echo, so it's very hard to determine what you're saying here.
Is that better?
Yes, yes. Much better. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had a speakerphone. I've got a coworker who has been from the very very beginning, has been very. I'm not sure, almost hostile and antagonistic toward me from the very, very beginning. He's really very disrespectful and sort of a passive aggressively abusive, only to me, out of the entire group of people I work with. I don't really feel any great need to ask him why. But I'd like to hear whatever kind of insight you might have into what is with Brian? What's going on with him? It only seems to get worse with him.
Okay. With him, I think that, one, he feels intimidated by you. And I also feel like there's no need to worry because he's going to be out of there pretty soon. I feel you're not the only individual that he's done this to, but you are the only one he's done it to lately, at least on this kind of caliber. And I feel that, he's not going to be around for very much longer. In fact, he should be out by the end of next month.
Oh, no, I hope it's the other way around. That's his job, that's his career. I'm the one who's looking for, I'm the one who wants to go. I mean, it's not a career.
Yeah, but I feel like he's going to be out. I don't know how, I don't know why. All I know is that somebody's going to, really come down on him pretty hard, and it's not like they're kicking him out, but they're forcing him to resign from his position.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Now, I know you will get something else, but I see him going away.
So you see him going before I do? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, huh. And by how long? I mean, now I'm sorry, I can touch the time frame again.
Time frame is the end of next month.
So the end of next month, so end of February. Wow, that would be a real, real turn of events because I know it's his crew there, so I don't know. Okay, we'll see how it pans out. Okay, thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Hold on,
you.
Allison, I'm not done.
Go ahead, love.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, I've actually been through that type of scenario, but I'm going to tell you how to do it the next time, because you're going to go through it the next time, since this is probably your first time that you probably encounter someone like that. Just know that whether it be workplace or friends or family, someone that actually behaves on any type of level is most likely intimidated. Never put your thoughts towards that person that is behaving that way towards you, because it's just taking up your energy. The best thing that you can ever do is just that when someone is reacting that way, just close your eyes and just breathe and just send them lots of love and send them lots of love through the light. You cannot be responsible for anyone else's behavior, but I do not also want you to think about why this person is doing this, whether it be you or not. Just know that this is a test from the universe. And the minute that you truly surrender, because you're going to go through it the next time, I guarantee you that, because this is probably the first time, and until you actually get it. So when someone acts that way towards you, just put your hands up and say, it's not going to control you. It's not going to take over you. And just send that person lots of love. That's all. Because that person is actually hurting. When someone has to behave that way into any level, they're hurting. And that's when their defense mechanism comes up. So who's the bigger picture? We are, because we actually co-create. Am I not right?
Yeah. No, I have to do that. You know, and I don't hold any ill will or anything toward him at all. It's just so pronounced that it is strictly only me in a whole, you know, 30 people. It is only me that he has taken this instant, I don't know what to call it, just like, it's very, very strange. So,
And that's fine. And that's fine what you're saying, but don't bring this topic up in your mind or to any vibration within your body, because you're going to bring this picture to the forefront. And it's just not you. Right. You got to get that out of your head. It may just be to you in your mind, but just know it's not because of you. It's because he's hurting.
Right.
So get that understanding and forgive yourself first for even feeling that way before you can forgive him. And that's what you really need to do. And just, like I would tell anyone, shake it off and don't even think about it as of the next minute.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in and have a good evening.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, though, that's why I ordained you.
you know, it's amazing. You know, we, it's funny to me because we always worry, about someone else's behavior or patterns and why are they doing this to me. But when you just look at it, we should just all really just smile, because at the end of the day, they're just in a really bad place and all we can do is help them. And they don't need to know that we're giving them love and, you know, through the light. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's just a challenge thrown in their way and say, look, how are we going to handle this? But at some point, it does bother, you know, like the young lady that just called. And, you know, sometimes we think we know, but you got to really hear what we're saying to you, you know.
Yeah.
You got to really understand what we're saying. We all think we know, but we don't know. But speaking about it more and more and more doesn't get you anywhere.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Enough of me. Let's go on to the next caller.
All right.
Hold on. Now, where am I at? Okay. V. Diggs, 1979, we got you on air. I forgot your first name. I should know your first name.
Veronica? I think I only called once, though. But yeah, Veronica.
Veronica.
Wonderful. Hello,
on?
Veronica.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
How may we help you today?
Yeah, I guess my question is kind of like hers, where it's like probably worried about what somebody else is thinking, but I just did like the speaking thing for something that I'm trying to take my, like I do therapy and I'm trying to take it in a different direction, still within therapy, but more holistic. So I was doing a speaking thing on Blog Talk and I invited my friends and I was just, I don't know, I'm like, does anybody even like it? Because they just was like, yeah, I heard. And then that was just it. So I'm like, am I missing out on something? And I'm afraid to ask.
Okay, sweetie, you're not missing out on anything here. In fact, I do believe that there are people that like it right now. Some of them are just kind of like, okay, well, we're going to have to see where this goes, and they're kind of testing the waters with it. But I do see that there are people that like it, and right now you shouldn't let any of their dislikes really discourage you. Because I feel you are headed on the right path with this, and you need to just continue on. As you continue on, you will see the popularity of it growing even more and more. Okay? I'm giving this to you as advice psychically, as well as a host of my own show here, known now as Psychic Talk Radio, which you're calling into. So I'm telling you from experience, and I'm telling you psychically. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you another input as a business owner for about 10 years. One rule of thumb is you never worry about what anyone else is feeling about or thinking about or caring about. You're never going to make everyone happy. And just know that whoever's supposed to be aligned with you will hop on board.
Mm-hmm.
So it does not matter if your friends or family do not jump on it. As long as you believe it, you co-create that. When you co-create that and have trust within yourself, you will find people coming to you. So just know and trust yourself first that it's all going to work out. It doesn't matter about no one else's opinions as long as you believe in your own self.
Yeah, and that's and I guess I was just a little, because I'm like, well, these are my friends, so I'm thinking that they'll give me some kind of feedback, and they're just like the one I'm
now,
talking
the worst,
to, nothing.
Worst thing to do to in anything, in sales or anything, you never sell to your friends or your family. That's a rule of thumb that I learned long time ago when I'm 25 and I'm 39. That's the first thing that you never do is go to them. You always go to strangers.
Okay.
Yep.
Why is it not the family? Wouldn't you think they'd be like your number one supporter?
Because they're always judgmental.
Yeah. It's okay to do it every once in a while when you know that you have the kind of family that's going to be fully supportive. But even then, it's a territory that if you're going to do that, at least make sure you go to other resources outside of the family and friend circles to begin with, and then maybe gradually over time allow them to come in as the success builds up.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it's a lot of things that you got to really watch out for that. I mean, just on the realistic level, you know, once you get going, you'll find that people will follow. Because, like I said before, you're the co-creator. You will follow. You will have people follow you. But once you come on board and you're strong at it for about six months to a year, then you'll find the people coming in into your life. But the people near and dear to you, no. That's one, you just don't do that. You just got to show them. Don't talk about it. Just do it and let them see. And when they see, they'll come on board. That's a fact.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I was actually, a lot of people have been coming to me and inviting me on shows and whatnot, but I just thought I'd invite them to come and listen, but maybe I shouldn't have did that.
Well. Worry about you. Let them do it when they're supposed to do it, because whoever's supposed to be in line with you will be in line with you.
Precisely. Those that are meant to listen to your show and be a part of what you're doing are going to naturally be drawn towards you. This is a part of the law of attraction, like attract like. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Well, that's
wonderful.
Good to know. Thank you, guys.
Did you have any other questions?
Well, thank you.
No, but you do see that I am on the right track, though, so that's good confirmation.
Precisely. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you,
have
and you have
one.
A wonderful evening.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I learned a long time ago. Never sell to friends and family.
Oh, yeah. All right. Sweetie. What do we have?
Two more, that's it.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Area code 212, looks like New York. So what is your name?
Hi, my name is Anna.
Hey, Anna.
Hello, Anna.
Hi, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, I know it sounds like funny, will I hear from him again, but I want to know, without going into the details.
Yes, you will.
And how is he feeling about me right now? I'm just wondering.
Actually, it's this confusing set of emotions. one side of him feels really good about you, and the other side seems to be upset with something.
Yeah.
Something that was between the two of you.
Yeah, but, yeah, we had a terrible fight last Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Even though this person is not, like, he doesn't have to be in my life, but I'm working through some deep, like, unconscious pattern of mine.
Yeah.
And it has to do with my father and the past, and I'm just wondering, like, and the last time I spoke with you, you were able to pick some things up, and is there anything that I need to know to stop this pattern of male that I'm attracting that...
Okay, Anna, what you need is a good cleansing. And I can provide that through the website and the services that I offer there. I feel a part of the pattern is a cycle that's continued to happen for quite some time now, and some of it has roots within childhood. But I do not feel that that is the actual direct cause. I feel that the actual direct cause comes from a person that used to be in your life romantically a while back, who eventually ended up getting pissed off so much. Not that they went and did anything like physically or had any black magic put on you, but they willed. They just had a lot of bad thoughts towards your life and your romantic life in particular, and have basically thought so much about you running into people very much like them in your life time after time after time and nothing succeeding, that I feel this is basically putting a bit of bad energy on you that keeps on attracting individuals that are not ready or have mental blockages, okay? And I don't see any real good reason as to why they would have done this, only unlogical reasoning, reasoning that seems to be quite a bit insane, to be honest. And I feel a part of you has attracted some of the same cycle, but it's not just coming from you. It's coming from energy that was placed on you.
And the only thing that I can suggest, Anna, for you is that you need to breathe. You really need to breathe, and you need to stop. You really need to do time out. I'm going to be really honest. You need to do time out for yourself. It doesn't matter if this boy does not call me back. It's about Anna takes care of Anna, and Anna takes care of what she needs to do so she doesn't manifest people like that in her life, because it doesn't have to just be males. It can just be females. So I really need you to take a breather.
Okay, thank you so much. I was just wanting to talk to the gentleman, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm on the show, too, so I can't.
Yeah,
I
Anna,
to
this
my
is our call.
I appreciate it. Bye. Good night.
All right.
Sorry. I was getting my
you know, lovely girl, but that was pretty rude of her.
Yeah, it's okay. Some people don't want to listen, and, you know, when they wonder why, they just don't want to hear the real truth, that she needs a breather. And other than that, she's going to go through the same cycle every day, every time. So hopefully she gets your spiritual kit and gets some work, and
well,
you can show her the good road.
Bless her and light to her, and, you know, it's out there if she wants to. So.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on one second. One more caller. Okay, area code 954-205. We have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Darlene. I'm calling from Florida.
Yes, hello. We heard that you were in Florida. I didn't quite catch your name, though, sweetie.
My name is Darlene.
Darlene?
Darlene.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How may we help you, sweetie?
You want me to ask a question, or you want my birthday, or what?
I just need the question. Our special guest that needs a birthday isn't with us today, after all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't hear what you said, but I'll ask the question. I guess I'll have it in my career.
Okay. And what would your question be for your career, sweetie?
When it's actually going to come about, and when, if you can see exactly what I'm doing, because I'm kind of in between something.
Okay. Are you in the spiritual field?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sensing spiritual field, and I'm sensing a good stardom. So, like, I see it taking off, okay? I feel you're definitely headed in the right direction as far as where you're looking, what you're trying to set up. I feel you're doing good. You're just reaching a few brick walls here and there, and it's been somewhat discouraging to you. But do not allow it to completely be discouraging or stop you in your tracks from doing what you're trying to accomplish. I feel you're definitely on the right pathway, and the sources, the strings that you need to pull, the help you need, it's all going to flow towards you, okay? You have the Archangel Uriel right now with you, as well as Gabriel, okay? Gabriel is trying to help you through the blockages and bring in the inspiration. Uriel's doing the same, and you're being led on this path, and you're also sensing some positive with people. You're sensing negative with people because you're coming into your gifts a little bit more. And right now we're all on a path of ascension, those of us that are spiritual healers and light workers within this world. And part of that ascension is what you're being affected with. What we call it is ascension symptoms, okay? You're downloading a lot of information, and sometimes when we do this, we act as a sponge for the energy of others quite a bit, okay?
Further, though, can you tell me, even though I'm going in the right direction, where I'm going to land so I have kind of a clue?
Okay. I'm not exactly sure where you're going to land, but okay. And what you're talking about is like in the way of career, but not physically in the way of the world, correct?
Yeah, physically also, because also...
Okay. Arizona.
Arizona?
I don't know why, but Arizona really comes up for you.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
It's like a really hard in the spiritual world if you think about it, like California and Arizona. Or the North Carolina, Asheville. That's like not... Right now, Asheville has been growing... For spiritual, I have a lot of friends building ashrams over there, and that's the next phase right now. But Arizona is very, very spiritual.
I know, I know. I didn't see that, coming up. I'm trying to bring an income, like now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
so
you are going to be able to start where you are, okay? But Arizona is where you're going to eventually be. You might just very well have stations throughout the country, okay? But I am seeing Arizona as like one of the first places you go to. Now, as far as the spiritual sense of the business, like where I see you landing up with what type of setting or setup, I feel this being one in the way of spiritual healing for people, okay? Two, I see some of it being online. So I see you working out of the house as well as a brick-and-mortar store eventually. And three, I kind of see like you incorporating services that you offer through conventions, like you're doing lectures. And four, I'm actually seeing you doing services out of major hotels.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what type of healing?
I believe that you're going to be working with a combination between Reiki and just pure light work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Reiki and light
work. I also see a lot of mediumship skills within you, and that will probably be incorporated within your career.
Okay. And do you see that soon?
I do see this pretty soon, sweetie.
Okay. So do I just try to just...
Go ahead, Lil.
Okay.
Now, I just say, what did you have an interest in, though?
Yeah, I mean, I do have an interest in all of that, the healing, the, you know, energy work. I just didn't know about the Reiki. You know, I started it, mm-hmm. and I was told not to do it, and then, you know, so I guess I'm just going to pick it back up again. I haven't taken, you know, the first course.
Mm-hmm.
Show what you're connected
to. The thing about
okay?
Reiki is that there's two different forms of Reiki, honey. You have the modern day form of Reiki, which is pure energy healing. And then you have the old school version, which is using the energies of semi-precious stones and crystals.
Oh. So which one would I do? Would you do both?
The energy form. I feel you may incorporate some of the crystal work in your work, but you're going to mostly be on the side of light and universal knowledge through the more modern-day version of Reiki.
Is that with the attunements, you mean?
Yeah.
The attunements, the cord cuttings, the soul retrieval that you help people do, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
now she's,
okay.
She's asking if the attunements. But here's a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's where you start, hon, that's like the basic foundation of everything. So learning Reiki is a starting point. Now, where your journey
yes.
ends, you'll find that more connective. We can sit here and
yes.
tell you everything. But at the end of the day, Reiki is a foundation for most healing. So it's good to learn, like, all the chakras and understand what each chakra is affiliated with. So definitely take that as your foundation, and then you'll start to feel more connected to it. But that's actually...
Yeah, I have been studying that, I mean, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have been,
wonderful.
You know. Yeah, as far as the chakras, meditation,
yeah.
all that stuff.
Okay,
yeah, just go to the level three.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One of the things, though, about this is that you're going to be, just like any Reiki master, like you're going to become, we all incorporate it in our own way. We all evolutionize it to become what is known as our individual path or our individual abilities, okay? In essence, you're going to be taking the basics and the foundations of the different levels of Reiki, and there's many, okay? And you're going
right.
to be transforming it into your own form of healing that you offer up to the world.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I also see a lot of children around. Now, I know you can't really be around children for too long, but I see somehow you're healing children as well.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. That's great. And what about
mm-hmm.
animals? I want to get into animal communication.
Animal communication will come through your pathway down the road, and I feel that that is something that will be incorporated. It just will not be the largest part of it.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds good.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in. Yeah, it should be.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Bye now.
All
right,
bye-bye.
Okay. Let's take these last two callers really quick.
Oh, tonight.
562, we have you on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Reverend Lolita and Reverend Adam and Steve.
Hey, Steve. What's going
Hello.
On?
Hey, you know what, I've heard Anna on many shows, and I'd always liked her and admired her, but I thought she was very rude to you. I mean, what difference, who's not the truth comes out of it, it's the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's always happens, though, Steve. You know that. People don't want to hear. And
yeah,
I think
the truth hurts.
I've heard
the
her before.
Hurts.
I hear her on another show.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, well, it is what it is. What can we do? Thanks for listening, Steve. You came on late, though.
Yeah.
I know. I forgot the show was on. What should we talk about? Let's talk about money. Is money going to improve?
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's go on
all right,
the future
Steve.
There.
Wow. You don't play the lottery very often, do you?
No, I don't. I should, though, huh?
Yeah. I get the message jackpot.
Wow.
Right as I was tuning in, I kept seeing the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and it says jackpot right on it. And
oh
I was like,
God.
Okay, Steve, you got to play the lotto to win.
You can't win if you don't play, right?
Yeah, precisely.
I'll do it. I'll definitely
do it. Yeah, I see, like, the big jackpot, too, which is, like, a lot of times when I see someone winning money through the lotto or some form, like, gambling, it's only a little bit. It's not the full magnitude of whatever the jackpot is. But for you, I'm seeing, like, the whole big magnitude, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I feel career is actually going to go well for you and a bit better than it did last year this year. But I am seeing the message jackpot here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, Adam. Reverend Adam.
You're welcome.
So just play when you feel like it. Don't make it a point to go every week because I used to do that.
Yeah.
Just feel like play because I'm honest, you see, you're like the only people that don't play are the ones that win. Every time there's a winner are the only people that really don't play, and they just go there randomly and pick a ticket out.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
oh, yeah.
You guys, I've been dreaming about this literally in dreams for years. And
okay, well, when you win, don't forget me and Adam.
I won't.
Thank
I won't. I'm serious. I won't.
All right, I'll give you the website.
Let me start
writing
business.
Let me, okay, Steve, get your pen and paper down. Don't leave us yet. There's some numbers here.
Oh, let me get my pen and paper.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
I'm ready. But other people can hear these numbers.
Now, just for our listeners to know, numbers for one person aren't necessarily the same numbers that you should play. The numbers for people are different from each other. All right, Steve. You have it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here.
20 or 20. Actually, do 21. 90. And Lolita's going to laugh at this last one. 70.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So you've got the tens
90,
in there 70. For some reason. Uh-huh, because they're all multiples of 10. You might want to also put 10 down on there.
Now,
but
did you mean
20
and
21
or just 21?
I would do 21, okay.
These are some odd-looking numbers. I had them.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Well, actually, 90 is an even number because it's divisible by 10, okay? And so is the 70 and the 10. But do the 21. Make that the odd.
Okay.
Well,
here's the thing,
though, Adam.
That equals a 3, which is my birth path number anyway, number 3.
Ah, well, there you go.
And I have
well,
9
no
in my month and 9 in my date of birth, so it's interesting.
Wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Cool. Hey, did you get my Facebook message?
Your Facebook message?
I said it like a couple weeks ago. Hello.
Adam.
I'm not sure. Try resending it to me.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye,
take care.
Steve.
Both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You know the lottery doesn't go up that high.
Well, I got those
numbers,
so he'll know what to do with them.
Okay, my last caller for the day. We're going to cut it off early. 435,
yeah.
Where are you calling from and your name?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Please state where you're calling from and your name, please.
Hi, I am calling from Utah, and my name is Keisha.
Hello, Keisha. How are you doing in Utah?
I'm doing fine. I was going to ask about love, but maybe you pick up some lottery numbers for me, too. So let's that was like an finance, too.
The girl wants a lottery, too, huh? Okay, girl. All right. Give me a minute, and I'll tell you whichever one comes out for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, there are some numbers here for you. I don't see you winning the whole big jackpot, girl, but I do see you winning something, okay? You have 35.
Uh-huh.
These are your numbers. Write them down. 35.
Okay.
Okay.
You're
29. And 43.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, 35,
me?
29. Yeah.
And 43.
And 43, okay.
And as
well,
an extra note, your love life will get better in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Okay, just to let you know, I'm turning 35 on the 29th of January.
Wow. Okay, I'm getting some
and
numbers
then he said
here.
43. So maybe he's
yeah.
About 43, huh?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
wonderful.
That's yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, we're going to start telling people to go in a quiet place.
Yeah. But, hey, Lo, you want some numbers?
No, because, listen,
can I give you,
you know,
some numbers,
a,
girl?
You know, no, here's the funny thing. Like, people, like, Steve
yeah.
is the person that will probably win. But I have worked in the gas station for 2 years, and I have seen people play every day and spend $30
and
every day.
And still not winning.
And I tell them, and still not winning. So, to me, is when you're looking for numbers or any type of thing, you're not really doing it from your heart, and you'll never get it. You'll receive a
yeah.
little bit, but when you just do it randomly and just knowing,
mm-hmm.
it all just comes to you. And someone you
oh,
warm.
Oh, that is so right.
And
that
that's
is
why
so
Steve
right.
needs to play. I see you online, so, Steve, you need to play. Pick those numbers out. Or
yeah, yeah.
He's a person mm-hmm. that actually sits and listens and learns, and I can tell you that, you know, and can't believe, you know, it's just different for people. Well, we all want winning
numbers. That's right,
Lo.
That's right. I mean, we all want numbers. I mean, numbers are great for the lotto, but still, the thing is you're right. You know, if a person's there playing every day and it's not happening from the heart and it's just because that simple need, then they're not going to win. But today, he's totally open to just finding out anything to do with finances, and here comes the lotto numbers right out for him, you know. Big old message, jackpot. So
that's
pretty
good.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I know I have people that used to, like right before, say, church or even afterwards, they would just line up playing lottery, like Cash 3, Cash 4,
oh, yeah.
and play the lotto tickets. And I'm like, you just came from church. Like, do you not believe everything's going to happen? You're playing every day.
Oh,
you
yeah.
cannot
oh, yeah.
play every day. You just can't. And then
I
they
know,
will come in
I
with
know.
Their books and strategy, and I'm like, and the bad part is I got sucked in 08 when I was running the store. I'm like, okay, I need to cut you guys off because now you guys wanting me. And I think when you have the desire
the
and
thing
you
is,
want
yeah.
one, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm telling you what, now there are different things that people can do in the way of hoodoo. Not voodoo people, but hoodoo, which is just simple root work and spirituality. A lot of people believe that you can use charms and talismans and things like this to help you win the lotto. And true, sometimes it does work because you put a lot of effort, you put a lot of power and belief behind it. But it doesn't mean it's going to work all the time. And remember that charms and talismans have no more power than what you believe them to have.
That's right.
No matter how much they might be claimed to have it otherwise. okay? And it's okay to have charms and talismans. It's good. And I will encourage it, but I will not sit back and say to the people that do solely depend on it, yeah, go ahead, solely depend on it. It's going to be the miracle, you know. No, you know, just like anything in life, we can do what we can do to try and help ourselves, to heal, to do whatever, and we can go out and sometimes ignore that fact and try and just... We need, we want, we deserve. Nothing's ever happened good in our lives. We have to force it to be. And then we're never going to get anything we want. You know, when we truly learn the lesson that we're meant to learn and then we accept it and work on ourselves inside and out is when the blessings will flow.
Yes. Oh, my God. You couldn't say it any better. You could not say it any better. And trust me, a lot of people... that we get calls and we all worry about finances and that love and everything. You guys can hear me preach more than enough. Sit back and breathe and work on yourself because it's about time you work on yourself to really go ahead and co-create the life that you want and just knowing that it will come, but when you do your own homework.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So once more to everyone, we want to wish you a happy, good full moon coming up. We want to thank everyone for calling in and listening to the show. It is truly in thanks to everyone here that we've been growing each and every week. And namaste and good night.
Hold on. I want to add something before we go. I think Keisha's on the line. And I wanted to... do something for her since she has a birthday, and I think she can probably use this. Keisha, you can go visit www.howpsychic.com. If you do the spiritual package of counseling for your birthday, I will give you 50% off if you book a session. Since your birthday is on January 29th, you have a full moon coming up in Aquarius, which is in your sign. So my gift to you is I would love for you to start your spiritual journey and let Adam be your mentor to guide you to the next level because I think you can really, really use it. And why not do that on a very special day of you turning 35 and a new moon? That's when I started my journey is on a full moon, solar eclipse and cap. So my gift to you is to do that. So if you book it before your birthday, just remember that I stated that on air and I'll make sure I tell Adam, but half off for you. So it'll be like $16 after, I think, what, $31, Adam? Or $35?
For the spiritual kit or the monthly session?
No, monthly special. We'll just do $16.
Yeah, that'll be around the $15 range for her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I just wanted to put that out there to you, Keisha. I know you're still listening to me. Hopefully you're paying attention. And many, many blessings to all of you guys. And namaste.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Yes. And Keisha, please call me before booking or paying for the appointment. We will set that up specially for you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.